If you've taken a drive through your neighborhood recently, chances are you've passed under one of these cameras. They're small, solar-powered, rectangular black boxes mounted onto utility poles and street corners. Over the last few years, thousands of towns across America have quietly installed them, spending millions of dollars in taxpayer money with the promise of neighborhood safety, crime detection, and an end to unsolved cases. Local city councils are told these cameras are the ultimate tool for modern policing, but buried deep inside federal crime reporting data sets is a massive paradox that the corporate sales reps aren't bringing up when they pitch these systems to your local government. And even worse, embedded inside this technology is a hidden flaw in how the system processes data that is actively putting innocent drivers into live police crosshairs. In this video, we're discussing Flock Safety, what the FBI data says about their crime-fighting claims, the massive issues with the math behind their artificial intelligence systems, and most importantly, what you can do right now to protect your privacy and community. In case you aren't familiar, let me first explain what a Flock camera is. Flock Safety manufactures what the industry calls an automated license plate reader, or ALPR. In simple terms, an ALPR is a specialized camera paired with machine learning software that automatically snaps photos of every single vehicle that drives past it. It records everybody, whether you're going to the grocery store or just dropping your kids off at school. It uses computer vision to log vehicle, make, model, color, unique features like roof racks or bumper stickers, and the exact time and location of the scan. This data is then uploaded to a cloud database and instantly checked against the law enforcement hot lists, things like NCIC or the National Crime Information Center database, which tracks stolen cars, wanted felons, and missing persons. On paper, that sounds like a strong tool for law enforcement. If a stolen car drives into your neighborhood, the police get an instant ping on their dashboard and they can go intercept it. Flock markets this aggressively, and they claim their technology plays a role in solving up to 10-20% of all reported crime in the U.S. That is a massive claim, but when you look past the marketing materials and look at the official FBI crime data, that is where the cracks start to appear. To figure out if these cameras actually help fight crime, we have to look at two important metrics tracked by the FBI: crime rates, specifically how many offenses occur per capita, and clearance rates, the percentage of reported crimes that result in an arrest or solved by police. Flock often publishes press releases highlighting cities where crime dropped after installing their cameras. For instance, they might point to a city that saw a drop in car thefts or a high homicide clearance rate and attribute that success directly to their tech. Take Tulsa, Oklahoma as a prime example. Flock promotional materials highlight how the city maintained an impressive homicide clearance rate hovering near 100%, praising the cameras for helping detectives catch suspects. However, when journalists and researchers audited official FBI crime data for Tulsa, they discovered that Tulsa police had already maintained a 90-100% homicide clearance rate for nearly a decade before Flock cameras were ever installed. The police department was already solving these cases using traditional detective work, but the private surveillance company took the credit in their marketing materials. And Tulsa isn't an isolated case. Peer-reviewed studies and independent evaluations analyzing FBI uniform crime reporting data across multiple cities have repeatedly reached the same conclusion. There is no statistically significant evidence that installing ALPR networks caused a sustained reduction in violent crime or property crime. If you look at national FBI data, clearance rates for property crimes like vehicle theft or burglary have remained stubbornly low across the board, usually sitting at 9%-13% nationwide. If a camera network that logs 20 billion scans a month was truly revolutionizing crime prevention, those national FBI numbers would reflect a clear shift. Instead, overall trends in cities with Flock cameras almost perfectly mirror the crime trends in neighboring cities without Flock cameras. To understand why these cameras aren't stopping crime, we have to look at how the software actually operates on the street and the massive issue with their math that I mentioned earlier. Flock publicly mentioned that its machine learning software achieves roughly 99% accuracy, that 1% has significant consequences on innocent people's lives. According to Flock's own numbers, their camera network processes over 20 billion vehicle scans every single month in the United States. The 1% error rate on 20 billion scans equals 200 million misreads every single month. Machine learning vision systems might misread a digit, ignore characters in a temporary tag, or confuse state plate designs. A stolen plate number might also be incorrectly entered into NCIC's database with a missing letter by an officer in another state. And when the flock system pings an alert to a local police cruiser, the officer will likely see the system alert and assume the computer is right without manually double-checking the raw image against the actual vehicle. There's also documented cases across the country of innocent citizens, journalists, families, commuters, being tracked for days by automatic systems, surrounded by police cruisers and ordered out of their cars at gunpoint, then handcuffed on the side of the highway, all because an AI camera misread a middle digit on a license plate. When interviewed about these incidents, representatives often claimed that the camera system was working correctly, according to the data it was fed, and that a camera alert doesn't equal probable cause. But on the street, officers treat an automated AI alert as confirmation of a crime, and that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to how this data is being used. Even if we set aside false arrests, there is a fundamental civil liberties issue when your town installs flock cameras. Your local police department doesn't just see who drives through your neighborhood. Flock's network allows agencies to share across city lines and state borders, all without a warrant, and law enforcement officers can type in your license plate and generate a historic map of everywhere your vehicle has been sighted over the past 30 days. Courts are starting to push back against this. In California, this is triggered after courts ruled that private properties, shopping centers, and businesses deploying flock cameras, all without posting public statutory compliant privacy policies, violated state privacy laws. Data sharing concerns are also significant, with dozens of cities nationwide having canceled or voted against flock contracts due to concerns over data being accessed from out-of-state investigations, federal immigration enforcement, or civil tracking without community consent. Okay, so what can you actually do if you don't want your everyday movements recorded, stored, and analyzed in a private corporate database? Let me share four steps you can take today. First, map the surveillance in your town. Visit community-driven mapping projects like DFLOC, where privacy advocates locate and map ALPR camera locations nationwide. Knowing where these cameras are located is the first step in understanding the scale of surveillance in your town. Second, attend city council meetings. Most flock contracts are approved at quiet, low-profile city council or county commission meetings. When contracts come up for renewal, show up or send public comments and ask your local representatives what is the documented crime reduction metric for this contract and is there an independent audit of how these cameras misidentify vehicles. You can also ask if the city has a strict CCOPS, Community Control Over Police Surveillance Ordinance, limiting data retention to 24 hours. Third, file public records requests under State of Freedom Information Laws, FOIAs, or public records requests. You have the right to ask your local police departments for their ALPR audit logs and third-party data sharing agreements. Public scrutiny is often what pushes city councils to cancel surveillance contracts. Fourth, support digital rights organizations like the Electronic Frontier Foundation and the ACLU that are actively fighting unconstitutional ALPR dragnets in state and federal courts. Supporting their legal defense funds helps establish binding legal precedents that protect everyone's Fourth Amendment rights. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.